start with the memorial itself? You've had a tremendously successful year with this. Talk a little about the visitors, how many, where they've come from.
It's been an incredibly gratifying year. So many people for so many years worked on building this memorial, and for our first year visitation to exceed more than 4.5 million people from all 50 states and from 170 different countries has been really something that it's been special to all of us who've worked on it.
Was it more than you expected in terms of visitors? Is there a way to know that? I mean, you must be very pleased, obviously, with that. It's a big number.
You know, to be honest with you, as far as what we looked at internally before we opened, we thought if we could have a visitation number with a 3 in front of it, in the 3 million range, we would be very, very happy. To see this many visitors in our very first year from so many different places, it's a reminder to all of us who are so close that 9/11 hasn't been forgotten. It was a global event, and people want to come here to a place that's been transformed. I think the answer is absolutely yes. I mean, in this day and age of such instantaneous feedback, we look on all the social networking sites every night, either Tumblr or Flickr or Facebook, whatever it is, people talking about their visit here or putting up a video on YouTube. So that in many ways helps build the momentum. People go back to their towns, they tell their neighbors, their school community, and they end up coming here. So I think we'll have these numbers for some time to come.
So when people come to New York City now, they make this a spot where they come, right? I mean, they go to the Empire State Building, whatever else, they come to this memorial.
No question. I think people come down here, and it is a place that they feel like they have to see. In some ways, it's sort of the physical embodiment of what we saw after 9/11, of the coming together of the world. People are coming now to that very spot where all this humanity took place in the aftermath of the attacks, and to see people from different languages, different ethnicities, standing side by side in front of the names at the pools is pretty special.
Any issues with it? I mean, in terms of, I've read something too, where some people are a little messy down there and not being respectful. But that's on the small scale, I would assume. Right?
Yeah, it's. I mean, the truth is, it is absolutely on the small scale. When you think about 4.5 million people, you're always going to have folks that are, that you wish behaved better. But we are very, very clear to our visitors, both when they secure their free passes or they step on the memorial itself, that this is a place made sacred through tragic loss. And our visitor services team is excellent at reminding people of that. And we do expect the behavior here to be appropriate. This is a place where so many people died tragically, where so many first responders gave their lives, and this place does demand respect.
You personally, and we'll touch on it a little bit more too, you personally have put so much of your, life into all of this. How do you feel? Now, here you are, the 11th anniversary. How does Joe Daniels feel about what's going on right now?
Well, with respect to the memorial, I feel very, very good. I think it really started the morning of the 10th anniversary last year. And, that was such a hold our breath moment. We've been working on this for so many years. And to see those family members step onto the plaza for the first time, find the names of their loved ones, we could tell right away that this is something that was being embraced, and to have the public visitor numbers support that feeling has just been tremendous. And I said before, I feel like it's a privilege to be involved with this, and to see many people coming, so many people coming now, it confirms that.